This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Oh my God. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got some good news with the Pfizer vaccine trial in adolescents. They said that in 12 to 15-year-olds, it's 100% effective in preventing them from being hospitalized. I think that's great news. Yet parents are telling me, not going to give my kids a shot. Right? It's being studied. They're studying the vaccine, overall safety in adults. A lot of parents aren't buying it. So I want to hear from you guys. Right? If we hear from Pfizer and Moderna, Johnson & Johnson. Now remember, Pfizer has already been approved for 16 on up. But as states are going to open it up to every adult or whoever it's been indicated for by May 1st, some states are already going to be there this month. Right? My guess is we still don't have all adults on board, so they're going to be able to open it up to whoever wants it. If the data comes out saying it is safe and effective in kids, are you going to give your kids or recommend that your grandkids get the shot? 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there has been a lot of anxiety and angst by parents once they heard that some colleges are going to mandate vaccines. So for us, you know, and me, I'm pro-vaccine. I got my kids vaccinated. But I got to tell you, I get nervous. You know, when my kids are healthy and they're doing whatever, and then I'm having something injected into their body. It's not really a part of our animal instinct. It's not really a part of our genetic makeup to, you know, take your young and have something put into the baby artificially. We've trained ourselves that there's bad diseases out there, and vaccines can protect them from bad diseases, which is why we're not losing our young like our caveman predecessors did. So that's how I was convinced to take my healthy baby into the doctor and let them shoot him up with a whole bunch of vaccines. And because parents always ask me, they go, Dahlia, how did you do it? I prayed, and I prayed that they wouldn't have any side effects, and thank God, they got their vaccines, and they're vaccinated against polio and all sorts of stuff. I had a family member, I guess, that died of tetanus. So I don't like tetanus. I don't like hepatitis. I don't like these diseases. So my kids being vaccinated, I feel confident with. When my son went to college and he needed to have the meningitis vaccine, meningitis scares the heck out of me. I got him vaccinated for meningitis. When the next one goes to college, if he wants to go, I'm going to do the meningitis vaccine. He heard me talk to Daddy about it. He's like, say what? I got to get another vaccine? Like, yeah. Mom, I'm 18. I should make the decision. I go, do you want to go to school? School wants you to get the vaccine. But now colleges, after they have been decimated financially by what happened with COVID, they're not going to take a chance, and they're probably going to urge people to get vaccinated. And now school districts. You know, it's interesting. Some of us doctors are like, ooh, yay, they're setting COVID vaccine in kids. And some parents are like, oh, gosh, please no. Because they know what's coming. They're going to have to make a decision to give the vaccine to their child. And I ask them, and I'm asking you guys, what is it that's concerning you? Is it that it hasn't been studied? Do you think there's going to be long-term effects? Is it because you don't think COVID is that serious? And so my question to you all is, you know, are you going to have your kids vaccinated? Why or why not? 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, being a doctor and seeing what COVID has done, I know what convinces me to recommend the kids getting vaccinated. What has convinced me about the COVID vaccine is this coronavirus, I think, is living in the brain, which is why we're seeing people still not smell or taste months after. Right? That is weird to me. I've had sinus infections, and yeah, food doesn't taste good for a day or two. I've had the flu. I'm fine after the flu. But when I have friends that go, Dahlia, I still can't smell. I'm like, gosh, I really don't want this virus in my kids' brains. And so for me, that's why I'm going to recommend that the kids get the vaccine. If my kids don't want it, I mean, they're grown boys. If they don't want it, I'm not going to force it. But I'm leaning towards having them do it. Now, would it be ideal to have data, long-term data on how long these vaccines, you know, what the long-term safety data is on the vaccines? Yes, it would. But I'm convinced, sorry, my nose is running. I'm convinced based on the technology that it is, the vaccine isn't supposed to be hanging out in our body or causing long-term effects. Do I know that for sure? No, I don't. So personally, I would love the decision to vaccinate kids put off. It would be great, guys. You know what? Let's have the vaccine out for a few years. Let's see what happens with COVID. Does COVID really camp out in the brain? Can COVID cause cancer? Can that virus, you know, set up in, I don't know, you know, let's say the pancreas cause pancreatic cancer or whatever. Does the virus do that? I would really love to have that data. The problem is we're being told we don't have that time. Now, another thing that I'm kind of concerned with is what's happening in Brazil. We're hearing that these people who are dying in Brazil, a good number of them are young. So the Brazilian variant is not just affecting older individuals, it's affecting younger individuals. So I got kids going into their, one's already 21. So I could tell you what I'm going to do, you know, but I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So to recap, we got a vaccine that is being studied now in children. We have data from the 12 to 15-year-olds from Pfizer saying it's 100% effective against keeping them out of the hospital, which I know doesn't really woo a lot of us because most kids don't go into the hospital with COVID anyway. But we don't have long-term safety data, and we don't know long-term what COVID can do to a child. And if it can cause cancer or mess with the brain or whatever, we just don't know. Personally, because I don't like the variants, and I don't trust this sucker, this virus, I'm for kids getting vaccinated after it's been studied. That's me. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Yeah, these allergies. You know, I'm a doctor. You would think I would know how to manage my allergies. I do. I just don't like taking medication. And I don't want to be tired when I do my show. And sometimes I get a little tired with Zyrtec and Claritin. And I definitely get tired with Benadryl. So I'm going to wait till after my show to take something for my allergies. In the meantime, you guys have to hear me deal with my allergies. It is not COVID, but it's allergies. So I'm pretty miserable right now. All right. Also, people who have been dealing with this COVID thing are miserable. And I would think working for the World Health Organization wouldn't be too fun right now. In fact, World Health Organization advisor says a report on COVID origins, that report is outrageous. And the Wuhan lab leak hypothesis was not seriously investigated. That's what I've been saying. I've been saying this was a lab leak or this was an accident. Somebody got exposed. somebody got contaminated, went to a party that night because they didn't think it was any big deal, went out. Other people might have gotten exposed. Some of them might have gotten sick, maybe because they were young, that, you know, was mild. And then all of a sudden, somebody unrelated might have gotten sick, went into the hospital, had a pneumonia. They don't know why they died. And then by the time the fall came out, they were like, look, something's going on here. And then by the time the winter came, they're like, okay, I think we got to call it. That's what I think happened. Well, Jamie Metzl, an American author and member of the World Health Organization International Advisory Panel on Human Genome Editing, slammed the World Health Organization on Wednesday for their, quote, outrageous conclusion that it was highly unlikely that COVID-19 was the result of an accidental Wuhan China lab leak. They said they did a great job considering the possibility of a zoonotic jump. Zoonotic is animal to human. Between intermediate animal hosts and frozen food transmission, but they did absolutely nothing to even consider the possibility of an accidental leak, and it's outrageous they would insert that it's highly unlikely when they didn't even bother to look into it. During an appearance on the Fox News Rundown podcast, Metzl joined host Chris Foster to discuss the new World Health Organization report regarding the signs of the origins of the coronavirus, and they think that it was outrageous. He said that the joint report created by the Independent Advisory Committee and organized by WHO and their Chinese government counterparts could never be a legitimate process because the investigation of discovering the zoonotic origin of the coronavirus already included an implicit bias and preferred conclusion. He said, what they said is that they were given the task of examining the zoonotic origin of the pandemic. So in the framing of the task, the conclusion was already implicit. So you see, they were saying, study the animals. They were like, well, wait, what if there's another cause? They were already forced to start going down one path as opposed to the base. They said, so that is why, according to them, they didn't have the mandate or the capacity or the skills or the team or the access to even investigate. And so you couldn't have a legitimate process without examining all of the hypotheses. They only examined some. He added that the leading hypotheses and models needed to be legitimately investigated in order to be considered credible. By not examining one of the leading hypotheses, the World Health Organization was conducting a half examination with flawed results. I get that. They said the World Health Organization International Advisory Board member said he wants a full and unrestricted international forensic investigation. It's too late. It's a year and a half out already. But he wants a full investigation to determine which hypothesis is correct, but added that he believes the most likely possibility is an accidental lab leak where coronaviruses were being studied. Thank you. That's what I've been saying the whole time. Metzl also said that China should not be rewarded for the cover-up, including the destruction of samples, the removal of access from databases, the imprisonment of journalists, and the placement of universal gag orders on Chinese scientists. They shouldn't be rewarded for that by us saying, well, I guess we can't evaluate the lab leak hypothesis. I mean, that also was a clue. Now, remember, they had lab leaks back in 2004 with SARS. They've leaked COVID before. And nobody's even considering it now? He says, in any case, the Chinese government has been, you know, untransparent at best, and outright duplicitous at worst. See, they even say, you know. I say you know a lot, but so do they. The World Health Organization China Joint Study on the Origins of COVID-19 says the transmission of the virus from bats to humans through another animal is the most likely scenario, and that a lab leak was extremely unlikely. Why do they think it was unlikely? Why? Because they can't interview the people from a year and a half ago? Almost now, maybe 2 years, because I really think it happened the summer of 2019. The investigation team proposed further research in every area except the lab leak hypothesis. You see that? Why are they avoiding that? They said the report's release has been repeatedly delayed, raising questions about whether the Chinese government was trying to skew the conclusions to prevent blame for the pandemic falling on China. It's politics at its best. Remember last year? Somebody stole Tom Brady's jersey, fled to Mexico. They found the guy and the jersey and had it back to Tom Brady in 48 hours. And here we are almost 2 years after a possible lab incident, and we're like, no, no, no. That something isn't right. Now, people will say, Dr. Dahlia, who cares? We're dealing with COVID. We move on. Why are we spending time? Why are we spending money? Because this messed us up. And this isn't about retribution. This isn't about trying to... get back at somebody. It's about preventing this from happening again. If this really was a mishap, if this was a lab error, or somebody is working with something in a lab, they got contaminated, they contaminated others by accident. This might not have even been malicious, all by accident. And China has had a history of lab issues. Fix it. We can't have a lab in Germany or Russia or South Carolina or Nevada. We can't have a lab in any other place doing that. And we want to learn from our mistakes. If it was a mess up, if it was a screw up, if there was something that protocols should have protected, and unfortunately something happened, like maybe the samples were in a container that was faulty and that container needs to be recalled. You know, don't we want to fix the problem? Everybody is so worried about blame and lawsuits. Then just do that. Say, look, okay, if this was an issue, that it wasn't malicious, we will not sue you. We'll not sanction you. We'll not embargo you. Can you just tell us what the heck happened? But the problem is let's say it was a company and their storage unit or container was faulty. And that company is scared to death that they're going to be out of business. I mean, that's what I'm thinking is going on. You know, it took us a while to get a vaccine. It took us a while to get treatments. We have fourth waves now. What the hell? And we still don't know anything about the origin. COVID is not going away. It might never go away. I think we as a world population are owed an explanation. And the fact that the number one theory, being that it happened years ago, is not even being considered is fishy. This is very, very fishy. So I told you I've been watching the serious critical column in Worldometers in terms of hospitalizations. It's going up. It was at 8,500. Now it's at 8,600. Now again, maybe only 100 more people are now in serious critical condition. But we've had another 198 new deaths. Another 8,300, about 8,400 new cases over the last few hours. India, 55,000 cases. I mean, don't you think people in India want to know what's going on? Poland, another 32,000 cases. Iran, 10,000 cases. Ukraine, another 11,000 cases. Brazil, we're still not, we know that Brazil is grappling with numbers and we don't have them. What's going on, people? So I think we are due some explanations. 1-877-DOCTOR-LA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden set to formally outline his $2.2 trillion infrastructure plan this afternoon in Pittsburgh. Democrats on the far left, including Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, saying that number is not nearly enough. Meanwhile, moderate Democrats aren't happy, and most Republicans are far ruling out raising taxes on corporations for infrastructure spending. As far as raising taxes, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki tells CNN,
what the president proposed is changes to the corporate to make the corporate tax code more fair, bring the rate from 21% up to 28%, what it was before former President Trump took office.
Pfizer announcing their COVID-19 vaccine is 100% effective in children ages 12 to 15. That's following a clinical trial of over 2,200 participants. USA Radio News. A man is facing hate crime charges after attacking an Asian American woman near New York City's Times Square.
A homeless man on lifetime parole after serving time for killing his own mother has been arrested in the brutal attack Monday on a 65-year-old Asian woman in Midtown Manhattan, New York. Police say Brandon Elliott, 38, was apprehended in a hotel where he was staying that's being used as a homeless shelter. It's near the site of the attack. He was arrested at 2 a.m. this morning and charged with two counts of felony assault as a hate crime. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
Witness testimony is underway in day three of the Derek Chauvin trial. Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer, is accused of killing George Floyd last year by kneeling on his neck for almost 9 minutes outside of a convenience store. Today's testimony began again with an EMT who testified on Tuesday that she witnessed the incident and was upset by what she saw. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are on day three of testimony in the murder trial of Derek Chauvin, the officer who had kneeled on George Floyd's neck the day of his death. And Christopher Martin, the cashier at Cup Foods, was selling George Floyd a pack of cigarettes and was the one that noticed the counterfeit bill. And so his testimony was listened to today and some video footage of the store. And according to the Independent, Mr. Martin, 19 years old, was working on May 25th, 2020, when Mr. Floyd came into the grocery store. He told jurors that in Minneapolis, he and Mr. Floyd initially struck up a conversation about sports. He said it kind of took him a little long to get to what he wanted to say, so it would appear that he was high. That's what the cashier said. Cashier was only 19 years old at the time. Then, later on, George Floyd bought a pack of cigarettes with a $20 bill that Mr. Martin said he thought was counterfeit due to a blue pigment. Yeah, when the prosecutor, or when the attorney had asked, why did you think it was counterfeit, he said the bill was blue, looked blue, similar to a $100 bill. So he took a look at it. So what happened is he alerted his manager. The manager told him to go outside and speak to the customer about it. So he actually went outside, I believe, twice. I think there was an SUV that George Floyd got out of or was there. And so he went to the customer to talk about it. Now, see, that's interesting. I've waited tables and all that. We were never told to accost a customer. That if they're just to not accept the money. See, a lot of times, whenever you sell something, you take the money first. Once you establish that the money is okay, you give the product. Well, instead, what we've been doing is we give the product, then we take the money, and so somebody could leave. But it looked like, and I'm watching the video, you saw George Floyd not really rushing so much to get out of there. He did look like he was moving a lot. When you watch the video, he was standing by the counter. Now, he might have been waiting for the clerk that manages the tobacco to get there. And, I mean, I just don't stand still. You can see there was an X because the Cup Foods place, I believe, had X's to show where people should stand. So he was standing near the X, but not on it. And he was kind of moving around and kind of dancing. He looked very well fit. Looked muscular. But he was kind of dancing around a lot, moving around a lot. And didn't have the more relaxed, smooth moves as other customers did. Some customers would go to the counter, drop off the money or whatever, walk away. George Floyd looked like he was kind of moving around a little bit, antsy. Now, it could be that he was antsy because he was using money that might have, not been uncounterfeit, right? So maybe he was a little antsy about that. Maybe he was in a hurry. But it did look, he did stand out in the video of not appearing to be the most relaxed. Now, Mr. Martin said he just seemed like he didn't want this to happen. He was kind of like, why is this happening? Now, that was when he was approached about the $20 bill. So, Derek Chauvin, the police officer, his defense has argued that the presence of drugs in George Floyd's system is what led to his death, rather than the former officer's knee remaining on his neck for more than 9 minutes. So they have evidence showing, and they are going to present the evidence, that Mr. Floyd died of cardiac arrhythmia that occurred as a result of his hypertension, his coronary disease, the ingestion of methamphetamine and fentanyl, and the adrenaline flowing through his body, all of which acted to further compromise an already compromised heart. Now, that's what attorney Eric Nelson had said during his opening statement on Monday. The lawyers, though, were going to dispute this interpretation. Now, Jerry Blackwell, prosecutor, said people who are having opioid overdoses are not screaming for their lives. They're not calling for their mothers. They're not saying, please, please, I can't breathe. That's not what an opioid overdose looks like. So there is going to be medical testimony. And this is going to be, something we'll cover. And it's, so the question will be, was it the meth that did it? Was it the fentanyl? Did he overdose? And then was he given Narcan? And then the Narcan wore off? Was it that the knee on the neck compromised so much air where it didn't necessarily break any bones or cause asphyxiation evidence on autopsy, but enough to throw him over the edge? Now, I'm not sure where this trial is going to go, and I'm not here to predict, but if people are making predictions and guessing, I would not be surprised if the conclusion of everything that happened to George Floyd, may rest in peace, this is a very, very tragic case, is going to circle around the concept that it all contributed, that it was a combination. and that Derek Chauvin might not have committed murder, per se, but George Floyd might not have died that day if he didn't have some sort of oxygen compromise or stress of being on the ground with a knee to his neck. Did it actually kill him? They might not be able to prove that, but they might be able to convince the jury that it did contribute to the arrhythmia that killed him. So that's where I think this is going to go. And it's going to be very, very tricky because it's either way, if it's a compromise, if it comes out to be a compromise going, okay, well, he didn't officially kill him, but it contributed. Are there going to be riots? Are people going to be upset with that? If people say, no, he deliberately killed him, stopping him from breathing, causing him to not breathe, and police don't believe that. I mean, are they going to walk off the job? There's going to be, it's either way, whatever the verdict is, it's not going to be pretty. And it's a shame. When somebody dies in custody, people want answers. And again, I'd like to know, why was his knee on his neck for 9.5 minutes? I'd like to know that. If he was restrained, is it because I always thought, and I could be naive, I always thought if you have handcuffs, and if you, handcuff somebody, and you restrain him, you put him in the back of the car, it's over. And usually they handcuff him pretty quickly. Was it that he was handcuffed and he was still able to headbutt? Was this, people are acting like, well, this is kind of routine. All right, so why is it routine? What happened to make something like that routine? Most of us watching this video of George Floyd dying, we're thinking to ourselves, I hope that never happens. You want to be able to tell somebody, I can't breathe, and get out of that. Why? Why did he not get up? Why? What happened before? What is the protocol? Why 9.5 minutes? So that's where the intent comes in. So, was George Floyd on drugs? Was he high? He could have been. But there's a toxicology report. There's the video footage. But that might not matter to the jury if they're looking at intent and that 9 minutes. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there, and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. Apparently the Rayburn House in Capitol Hill has been evacuated over a, quote, suspicious package at the office of the House of Representatives. Staff in the building have been asked to move towards the exits. I believe they are all leaving now. Capitol Police officers are investigating the suspicious package. It is located outside of a room in the Rayburn building. Now, we don't have too much more on the subject. It is we're finding out that they're responding to this, and hopefully it isn't a bomb. But, you know, there are people out there, some real, real sick individuals that want to, unfortunately, cause people to not be there anymore. So we'll see what happens, and we'll keep you guys posted on that. Also in news, Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican from Florida, is under investigation for having sex with a minor, according to media reports on Tuesday. At first I heard it was a 17-year-old male, then I heard it was a 17-year-old female. But apparently the Justice Department is investigating him for potential violations of sex trafficking laws because they believe he had a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old and paid for their travel. Now, this is a third-term congressman. He has said that there was never a 17-year-old, doesn't know what everybody's talking about, and says he is under threat of extortion from a former justice official. Now, he has not been charged. He is cooperating with the DOJ investigation. And obviously, these are very, very serious allegations. But he's 38 years old. He represents Florida's 1st Congressional District, encompasses much of the panhandle. He's been representing them since 2017, had served in the Florida House of Representatives since 2010. And he lives in Fort Walton Beach near Destin. And actually, one of my cousins lives there. Really nice place. And so he became engaged to a 26-year-old. He's only 30. Is he what? He's 38. So he's engaged to 26-year-old Ginger Lucky. And he I think, has also been on Newsmax. So I'm not sure what's going on there, but he is being investigated for federal sex trafficking and paying for the travel of an underage teen girl. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's been talk of his Mike Pence running for office in 2024. Is Donald Trump running for office? Well, apparently, Donald Trump had an interview with his daughter-in-law, Laura Trump. And I thought Laura Trump was running for office, or now she might be working for Fox News. I'm not sure what's going on. But anyway, the daughter-in-law interviewed her father-in-law. And in the interview, Trump does what he normally does, you know, rips into everybody, right? And I think he ripped into social media, mainstream media, for suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story, criticized President Biden's green agenda, rallied against the cancel culture. And Laura's show was called The Right View, R-I-G-H-T View. It was an 18-minute interview. Trump did speak about running for president again in 2024. So Laura has been promoting it on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter leading up to it. Well, now we're being told that Facebook took it down. I think Twitter also. And they are not allowing the interview to air. Why? Well, because they have a ban on Trump. And so any interview, I guess, that includes the former president doesn't get to air. Now, this is interesting for me in the media, because I get that people are, you have some people not a fan, you have some people that are huge fans. And Trump, who's a former president, wants to be able to have a platform and speak his mind. We have entities that run social media. And I use Facebook all the time. And I use Facebook as a platform to express, you know, some news. Like there was some breaking news, with the Capitol. So I put it on Twitter. So, you know, we relay news. Maybe it's, you know, news some people think are news. Some people might not think it's news. But we relay stories on these social media sites. Trump wants to have the same liberties as everybody else does. But he's been blocked based on the Capitol riots. And so in a post on Instagram and Facebook, Laura had tried to share a screenshot of an email which implied the content featuring the former president speaking had been removed on Facebook. She says, we are reaching out to let you know that we have removed content from Laura Trump's Facebook page that featured President Trump speaking. The text continues in line with the block we placed on Donald Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts. Further content posted in the voice of Donald Trump will be removed and result in additional limitations on the accounts. Now, Laura Trump said, just like that, we're one step closer to Orwell's 1984. Wow. So the president has been banned from Facebook and Instagram, quote-unquote, indefinitely, after the U.S. Capitol riot on January 6th. And Chief Executive Mark Zuckerberg said that the president had used the platforms to incite violent insurrection against a democratically elected government. So as we have Dr. Fauci, we have Dr. Deborah Birx, we have doctors, we have Dr. Walensky, you know, when you see that they are being very careful with their narrative, who knows if part of that, because I know people have a lot of issues with how doctors in public are speaking. And I think there is this fear that they could be silenced. Whether people believe President Trump had anything to do with the riots or not is being focused on why Facebook and Twitter have done this, but other people feel that it's because they don't want Trump relevant anymore. And many people do not want him to run for office again. So if he has less access to the public and people don't cover his stories, he gets forgotten. Now, we don't want media and social media having control over those over political candidates. Let's say people like Kamala Harris and they want Biden out. And so the coverage that's only allowed on Facebook and Twitter is pro Kamala Harris, let's say. Who knows? Or just as an example. That is then interfering with elections. But then on the other hand, some people say, but look, they're private companies. They can do whatever they want. Just because they got big doesn't necessarily mean that they're government run. They're private companies. Do they have a right to censor somebody they want to? Let's say Amazon has a Biden book, an Obama book, a Bush book, and a Trump book. If they promote the Biden and Obama book more, are they in trouble? Well, they're a private company. They can promote whatever they want. But what's happening is President Trump, former President Trump, is wanting to speak and convey what he wants, and he's using other people who have media means, and then they get canceled. So future people are afraid of getting canceled. Future moderators are very afraid of what they put. And I think this next step is concerning people in the media or doctors or whoever that want to credit Trump or not, that they could have their interview canceled. So it's concerning. 1-877-DUCK-DOLLY.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.